and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 71. You know, today is another beautiful day. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket. Okay, if you know what movie that is from, go comment on this episode's preview. But also, I hope it's good weather for whatever kind of weather you like for all of you November 8th babies. Happy birthday! It is your day to shine, and we're going to learn a little bit about you. So here we go.
Happy birthday!
November 8th individuals are blessed with extraordinary vitality, a quality manifested by their physical vigor, but also, and perhaps especially, by their remarkably imaginative and progressive minds. They are attracted by subjects so unusual that other, less receptive people may reject them as too radical or threatening to the status quo. Yet, although those born on this day have original and curious turn of minds, their interests are rarely flighty or superficial. They support their search for knowledge with meticulous attention to detail. Their powers of concentration and courage pursuing their quests augur well for their success, although winning the recognition of their peers may take some time. A happy domestic life and the support of those closest to them are important to grounding November 8th people in emotional equilibrium. They are generous and invigorating friends and family members, although they may at times be moody. This tendency can lead them becoming cut off from others, so they take extra care not to isolate themselves from friends, and particularly family members. Personally stimulated by intellectual discovery, November 8th people will flourish in any profession where they can meet their altruistic needs and retain autonomy of thought and action. Given the nature of their talents and inclinations, they have marked potential to become inspiring artists, writers, musicians, actors, or pioneering scientists, digital innovators, and engineers. Their virtues are optimistic, energetic, resourceful. Their vices are unfocused, hypersensitive, and moody. So happy birthday again, you November 8th babies. And let's go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from OK_special2267 on Reddit.
When I was 10 to 12, 1992 to 1994, myself along with my brother, mother, and aunt all moved into a nice house on the south side of St. Louis, Missouri. It was your basic layout, with houses 20 feet apart and built in the 40s and 50s. It was a nice four-bedroom home, and I remember my mom saying how cheap it was. Immediately after moving in, all this weird stuff started happening. Everything from door slamming, footsteps up the stairs when no one was up there, the TV would change channels by itself, the annoying stuff. But nothing my 10-year-old self couldn't get used to. After a few months, we noticed things were getting weirder. The sinks in the basement used to spew black goo out of the drains, and that same goo would run down the walls throughout the house. What made it worse is it smelled of sulfur. The basement was a scary place. I never felt right being down there. My brother, who was 2 years older than me, would beg me to sleep in his room with him because he would say something keeps waking him up every night at 3:04 a.m., and it scared him. Now, my brother normally wanted to do nothing with me. We were always fighting and making fun of each other. So for him to ask me this was a pretty big ordeal. I remember one night, we sat up all night waiting for 3:04 a.m. and nothing happened. Maybe I don't remember, or because we were awake and it didn't show itself. Also, in the backyard, I remember the soil looked silver. I still have no idea why or how it was this color, but my brother used to say it was ground up tombstones. So many different crazy things happened in this house that I could go on forever about. Eventually, one day I was walking home from school, and when I got home, my mom was waiting outside in the car with all of our belongings and trash bags. She told me to get in the car and that we are moving right now. Whatever happened to her, she never said. Over the years, she has told me things like her and my aunt covered up the downstairs with flour and immediately they saw footprints. The remote control came off of the table into the air and was thrown at her and hit her in the face. My bed once flung up across my room and my toys were all over the upstairs when I wouldn't be home. And I would have to explain to her I always put them back before I left, so I didn't throw them around. After we moved out and moved in with my grandma, I never experienced anything since. A few years ago, I was up in the city around my old neighborhood and drove down that street, and to my surprise, the house was gone. But there was a concrete slab where the house used to be. I often wonder what happened to it. I personally think it was probably like the end of Poltergeist, and it got sucked into another dimension or something. I wish I had the resources to look into what happened, but I've never been able to find any public records of the demolition. Most people just think I'm crazy when I tell them all of this, but I know it wasn't just my childhood imagination. Especially since everyone in the house witnessed all of the same experiences. So, I'm gonna have to agree and say that this one is probably a demon. I don't normally say things are demons all the time. I mean, I do believe, I guess, in angels and demons, but I typically will say that, like, there are good people on Earth, there are good people on the other side. There are bad people on Earth, there are bad people on the other side. That's just how I've always viewed it, but I do believe that there are demons, you know? And the fact that there's a sulfur smell and freaking black goo, which, that points me in a demon direction. But also the fact that the activity seems so intense. And I also like the fact that this person mentions how the house gets sucked in at the end of Poltergeist. First of all, I love Poltergeist, but who knows? Who knows what happened to this house? Because I think that's freaking weird too. The fact that the house is just gone now. Now, could it just be coincidence? Absolutely. But my brain wants to think that this activity was so bad that somebody else moved into this house, or hell, I don't know, something happened and they just had to just tear it down, just get rid of the bad. Even though, like, I don't know that that actually gets rid of things, I think the activity could still be there. I mean, if the foundation is still there and then something is built on top of that, it could just be the land itself too. I don't know. I just know that that is freaking horrifying. I don't like it. I'm sorry that this happened to you. I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on to the next story.
This comes from Purity Admirer on Reddit.
My grandparents owned about 20 acres of land in central Missouri. And throughout my childhood, my parents would send me to stay with them. The house they lived in was very old. There was a local legend that the guy who originally built it ritualistically killed his daughter and wife. In exchange, the devil supposedly gave him two magic rings. One allowed him to transform into a massive wolf, and the other allowed him to become a bear. My grandpa always loved to tell me that story to freak me out. One night, when I was about 10, my grandparents left me alone in the house to go play poker at a friend's. Around 10 p.m., I began hearing howling circling the house. I was panicking. Then I heard scratching on the front door. Slow, methodical scratching. Not like it was trying to get in, but like it was doing it to intimidate me. The howling started to sound more human around then, like someone was yelling. I ran upstairs and hid in my bed. Eventually, the noises all stopped, and I went to the window to look outside. In the moonlight, I could see a massive wolf standing in the front yard. It locked eyes with me, and then it stood up on its back legs. I screamed and was crying. I hid under my bed until my grandparents got back hours later. They actually believed me because there were large scratch marks on the front door. The marks started above the door, so high up, the one who carved them would have had to be at least 8 feet tall. Are you freaking kidding me? Get out of here. Obviously, I put these two stories together because for one, they both happen in Missouri, and hi, I live in Missouri. But for two, they both have demons in them. Yeah, I did that. And guess what? They're both freaking scary. I don't like the idea of someone, first of all, killing their freaking family for what? To be like alive for forever and to be able to turn into a wolf and a bear? Okay, that's stupid. And second of all, no, just freaking no, okay? I would have been screaming and crying too. Just no, this has a big no. This episode should just be called a big nope. And honestly, hi, Missouri is really not that bad of a place, I promise. It does get a little boring sometimes, but like, we're just out here living, you know? Apparently some people are getting freaking bored and they're summoning some demons, but that's not everybody. That's not everybody in Missouri. I just want to let you know. There are some, I was going to say normal people, but God, am I actually normal? Anyhow, if you have a story like either story today, let me know. I would love to hear it. If you have any paranormal story in general, send it on over. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.